Now, we're going to try a memory verse, just a very simple one. I would say most of the boys and girls in Comfort know this verse. It's Acts 16, verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And I'm sure all the boys and the girls, they've all got good eyesight. They can see it up here at the front. If you're way down in the back and you can't see it, well, should have gone to Specsavers. So try after two. You say along with me. One, two. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Really good. Now, we're going to have a good shout at this time. So the people who aren't in church this morning, people maybe sitting in their own house, or maybe they're out for a walk, or maybe they're out on their bicycles, but we'll give them a good shout, and they're all here. You ready? One, two, and chapter 16, verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. That's good. Now, we're in God's house, so we're going to say it very, very softly. Okay? This is one, two, Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I shall be saved. We'll try it again. I think I heard a few dentures rattling there. So we'll try it nice and soft. Really, really soft. Ready? One. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Let's breathe it, boys and girls. Well, fold your arms, sit up nice, and I'm going to tell you a story. It's a story about a man in the Bible, perhaps the most famous conversion story in the Bible. But I was just wondering, you can put your hands up and answer me this question. I'll not ask you, did anybody here ever get a card through the post? That's good. Anybody get a Valentine card? Oh, that was good. Anybody get a Christmas card? Good. And you like them ones from your auntie, or your granny, or your uncle, or your granddad, and you open them, and money falls out. Oh, isn't that good? That's good. I was at a meeting on Friday night, and there were a few wee girls there, and I said to them, I'll get you up to sing a wee chorus. And one wee girl, she had a favourite chorus, and I said to this wee girl, a wee tiny girl in the middle, what's your favourite chorus? It was Friday night. She says, Jingle Bells. So I had to sing Jingle Bells just to keep her happy. And I know the seasons get mixed up in Northern Ireland, but we're really mixed up here. But I want to talk to you about what the old preachers said when I was just a young boy, and then when I got saved, and there was preachers who preached, and you know what to talk about, boys and girls? How the devil's postman got saved. How the devil's postman got saved. And that story is found in the Bible in Acts chapter 9. And it's the story of a man called Saul of Tarsus. And they called him the devil's postman because Saul of Tarsus, he didn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He hated the people who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. He hated these people who were called people of the way or Christians. And he said, you know, there was a man called Jesus, but he was crucified. But these people are saying that Jesus rose again from the dead and appeared unto them, and then he ascended to heaven, and he has promised to come back again to this world. And Saul, he was a very, very religious man and a very, very good man in many ways, but he hated the people of God and he wanted to put them in jail. He wanted to persecute them. And he was so good and side, and yet he was so bad on the other to do that against the people of God. And I was thinking, as you were singing that lovely hymn earlier on there about you can work till the very end of your life, and you can pray, and you can try to be good and do all these things, but what you really need is to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now, Saul of Tarsus, he went to the chief priests, and he said, I want letters. That's why they call him the devil's postman. I want letters from you, letters of authority, so that I can go to the city of Damascus, and whether they be men or women or boys or girls, if they believe on the Lord Jesus, I'm going to take them. I'm going to make them prisoners. I'm going to bring them back again to Jerusalem. Boys and girls, the chief priests, who were just like Paul or like Saul, they hated these people who were Christians. They hated the people who believed in the Lord Jesus, the people who said Jesus rose again. And they were quite happy to give him letters of authority to go to Damascus. That was about 150 miles away. And so Saul set out. And the Bible says that when he set out, he was breathing slaughter and threatenings against the people of God. And all he wanted to do was to put them into prison. Now, he didn't go by himself. He took a whole entourage, a whole crowd of people with him. After all, he's going down there. He's going to take prisoners. He's going to bring them back again. He's going to put them into prison. So he's got all his friends with him. And away they go. And they make this journey from Jerusalem down to one of the oldest cities in the world, the city of Damascus. But Saul wasn't going down there just because it was an old city. He wasn't going down there to see the sights. He was going down to persecute the people of God. Boys and girls, as he made his way, it took about 5 days. On the last day of his journey, there was a light that shone from heaven. And the Bible says the light that shone from heaven was brighter than the noonday sun. And Saul of Tarsus fell from off the beast he was riding. And he heard a voice. And it was Jesus Christ who said, Saul, Saul, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And Saul said, who art thou, Lord? And Jesus said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And the people who were with him, they didn't hear the voice. They didn't know what was going on. But boys and girls, Saul was blinded, and he couldn't see. And this bright light shone from heaven. When he rose up, even from the ground, he couldn't see. And here's the man who was coming down from Jerusalem down to Damascus to catch people and to take them back and put them into prison. And now, boys and girls, they had to lead him by the hand. See, the Lord Jesus Christ, he stepped in to Saul's life. Because the Lord Jesus Christ loved Saul. Even though Saul was a blasphemer and a persecutor, even though Saul was a great religious man in his own religion, the Lord Jesus loved him. Because the Bible tells us today that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And the Bible says, even when we were sinners, Christ died for us. Even when we were lost and we were without strength, the Bible says Christ died for the ungodly. And so his friends had to lead him by the hand. And he was taken to a house in the city of Damascus, And you know what they call the street? Straight street. I don't know whether your street's straight or bendy or crooked, but this street was called Straight Street. And he'd go to the house of a man called Judas. And while he was there, boys and girls, for 3 days, 3 nights, he didn't eat any food, didn't drink anything. He still could not see. But he realized that the Jesus whom he had persecuted through persecuting his people, that Jesus was alive, that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is the only Savior. And boys and girls, the Lord Jesus spoke to a man called Ananias. And Jesus said, Ananias, I want you to go across the city. I want you to go to a house of Straight Street, the house of Judas, and you'll find there Saul of Tarsus. When Ananias heard that, Ananias began to wonder. Lord, he says, do you not know? That's the man who persecutes your people. That's the man who puts your people in prison. That's the man who stood by when Stephen was stoned to death, the Christian martyr, Stephen. The Lord says, yes, Ananias, but behold, he prayeth. And he says, he is a chosen vessel unto me. And I am going to show him how great things he himself must suffer. And how he will stand before kings. And how he will stand before great men. And how he will go and preach the gospel of Christ, not only to the Jews, but to the Gentiles. And how he will go far and wide to tell men and women about me. Ananias, you go and you lay your hands on Saul, and he will receive his sight. So when Ananias heard that, the Lord Jesus told him to do that. Ananias came. And he came into the room where Saul was. And I sort of see it in my mind's eye, Saul still kneeling and praying. And Ananias goes over and he puts his hands on him and he says, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the Bible says that like scales fell from off Saul's eyes and he was able to see. And you know what he did, boys and girls? He went out with Ananias and with other Christians in Damascus. And out in the open air, just as your church has an open air meeting, out in the open air, he told everybody, I have trusted Jesus Christ to be my Savior. He could tell them, I used to persecute the people of God. And boys and girls, there were some Christians, and they wondered, is he really saved? Did he really get converted? That fella who's like the devil's postman coming down with those letters to get us, to put us into jail, did he really get saved? And maybe they were afraid, and maybe they stood back a wee bit. Boys and girls, as Saul testified how the Lord had saved them, they began to realize, yes, this is the real thing. He's not just a religious person anymore. He's not the blasphemer and the persecutor anymore, but he is a child of God. He has come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as his own and personal Savior. You boys and girls, Paul went down that great road from Jerusalem to the city of Damascus. But there's another great road that Saul was on. It's called the Broad Road. The Bible says there's a broad road and it leads to destruction. And the Bible tells us that because we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity, and because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, it's as if we're on that broad road. We're on that broad road. But the Bible says there's a narrow way. There's a broad road and it leads to destruction. But there's a narrow way, and it leads to heaven. You were singing there about, I have a mansion just over the hilltop. And what a wonderful thing that the Lord Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Well, just as Saul was going down to Damascus, he was going down the broad road that leads to a lost eternity. But he met with the Lord Jesus Christ, and that changed his life. Boys and girls, the Bible says, if any man, and it means if any man, if any woman, if any boy, or any girl, or any young person, or anyone here today, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things are passed away, and all things are become new. Saul of Tarsus, he got off the broad road that leads to destruction, the way that leads to death and to destruction, the way of sinful men and women in this world. They got onto the narrow way that leads to heaven and home and to eternal life. Our verse said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Saul believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. He became a great preacher of the Word of God. He founded churches. He pastored churches. He became a great missionary, and he made three great missionary journeys to take the gospel to other people. And God used him and inspired him to write part of our Bible. But you might say, Uncle Fred, I'm just a young boy or a young girl. Could God use me? If I was to give my heart this morning to the Lord Jesus, the way Saul gave his heart to the Lord Jesus. Here's a wee boy, and he's got the Bible in his hand. Boy, we were sometimes singing a wee chorus, the best book to read is the Bible. And here's a wee boy, and he's got the Bible. And my, this wee boy, he can read the Word of God for himself. Doesn't have to read chapters and chapters and chapters, but he can read a few verses. He can read a verse. His wee boy has trusted Christ at the children's meeting, and he can read the Word of God. And then, here's the hands clasped in prayer. He can pray. Even on the prayer meeting this morning, people praying for revival. During the great 1859 revival, they had prayer meetings for children, for boys and girls, to pray for revival. Boys and girls, we can read God's Word, and we can pray. We can pray for our friends, for our mom, dad, granny, granda, cousins, our brothers, our sisters. We can pray for the church. We can pray for the minister. We can pray for the Sunday school teachers. We can pray for the youth leaders. We can pray for our missionaries. We can pray for our land. And here's a wee boy, and he's telling his friend, he said, do you know what happened to me? One night at the children's meeting, I gave my heart and life to Jesus, and I'm saved now. And he was a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. So boys and girls, there's plenty of things that boys and girls can do. I love the wee chorus that says, a little child of 7, or even 3 or 4, may enter into heaven through Christ the open door. For if that child believeth on Christ the Son of God, that little child receiveth salvation through his blood. Boys and girls, if you have never put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, or mommy or daddy today in our meeting, if you have never come like Saul of Tarsus to know the Lord Jesus, you can come today, for the Bible says, come now. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and and I will give you rest. May the Lord bless these few thoughts from His Word to our hearts for His name's sake.